Welcome to These Are Good Days, bonus episode
with Sharon McMahon. We still have Sharon here and we had such a great conversation, but we wanted to give you some rapid fire questions. How do you feel about that?
Great. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
How do you take your coffee, Sharon?
Any way you will serve it to me.
Really?
I drink it black in the morning, but I enjoy it with cream. I enjoy it with sweetener. On a holiday, I love it with whipped cream.
Okay. You're fancy. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. What about if you are by yourself and you're like, I have a little hankering for fast food. What is a fast food indulgence of yours?
Spicy chicken nuggets from Wendy's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never had those. I support that. Have you had those?
Yes.
Never had those.
Spicy chicken sandwich is one of my favorites.
I do. The sandwich is good too.
Agreed.
It's a little messier than the nuggets, so it depends on what you're wearing and if you have a tolerance for getting a little messy, but the spicy chicken at Wendy's is good.
Okay, Wendy's, if you are listening. Yes, okay, Sharon, night owl or early bird?
Early bird, easily.
Mm-hmm. I know you're needle pointing before the sun comes up.
I know. I can easily, it's not hard for me to wake up early. It's hard for me to stay up late.
Okay. What time do you usually go to bed?
10:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you an alarm setter or are you like wake with the sun?
And what time do you get up?
I usually wake up around 5:30, just naturally.
So you're basically a Disney princess. You wake up and the bird is on your finger. That's right.
Yeah, I'm awaken looking so fresh and gorgeous. Put
That's
on
awesome.
My beautiful gown and begin stitching by the fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the little mice and the birds come and join you.
That's exactly right. The woodland creatures.
You have a really amazing life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I do. Mm-hmm.
All right. If you're picking up a candy, what are you picking up?
Ooh, good question. It's really one of two different moods. I'm either in the mood for something peanut butter and chocolate, so like a Reese's type situation, or I'm in the mood for something like a gummy bear, some kind of like gummy candy. I love a fruit roll-up.
Oh,
or like I support that.
I don't know what it is. Probably I was never allowed to eat them when I was growing up.
Yeah.
So it created a thing where I'm like, I need a fruit roll-up.
Yeah. What about the fruit by the foot where it like unrolls?
Yes.
Those are fun.
The Annie's fruit tape. Have you ever had the Annie's brand fruit tape?
It's like Annie's, if you were listening. Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, listen.
What about Twizzlers?
I do need to tell you this.
No. What about Twizzlers? No, no Twizzlers?
No.
No Twizzlers.
It's not. Okay. That's not really gummy or,
Okay,
here's what you need to know. We do love Walnut Creek Cheese in our area. They are the sponsor of the podcast. Something very cool. Have you ever been to Amish country or Amish-y places in America?
In Pennsylvania, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have this there, but they have like bulk candy sections where you can buy like big bags of gummies or... Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, you get them in the bulk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, favorite car you've ever... owned or driven?
Good question.
Oh gosh, that's a good question. I mean, listen, when I had my third child and I got my Honda Odyssey and you just press the button and the doors just opened on their own. I mean, you could just put a mattress in there and be like, I live here now.
Yes.
That car was so comfortable. It was so roomy.
And then when you drop them off at kindergarten, you just open the door and they hop out and then you just push the button and it closes. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're invisible to speed radars. Nobody in a minivan ever gets pulled over unless you are like truly, it's like what, you know, unless you're growing 120 in a 30, it's like the police don't even see you in the minivan.
Yeah, I don't think they're not going to mess with the mom on a mission.
No.
Like it's they're not going to get in between that. Pee. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That is right. Yep. I agree.
You're up next.
Okay. If you had to pick a historical person to have dinner with and spend an evening together, I'm sure you've been asked this a million times, but who would this person be?
Gosh, there's so many. There's so many good ones. I don't...
Okay, name two.
Okay.
Oh, you gave her two.
I'm going to choose, just off the top of my head, because there's too many. I'm going to choose Alexander Hamilton and Gouverneur Morris, who were very good friends with each other.
Interesting.
And who both, like, New York would be nothing without both of them.
Yeah.
The Constitution would be nothing without them. And, you know, like, they have a lot of impact on the early America. So I would be interested to see not so much what they believed, because they were both prolific writers, and I feel like I have a handle on that, but I would like to see them together. That would be
amazing. Oh, that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked to Lin-Manuel Miranda yet?
No.
Not yet.
But I want to, of course. Yes. Who doesn't?
This is our growth mindset talking with teachers. Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Not
but
yet.
I can't wait till you and Lin-Manuel.
I can't wait.
The conversation.
It's going to happen.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this is if both of them are really great quality and your favorite kind or favorite variety. Are you going to pick an apple or an orange?
Apple.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love a good crunchy apple that is not mushy or mealy. And Minnesota, of course, is a great place to grow apples. The University of Minnesota has developed a number of apple varieties.
I didn't know that.
Didn't know that either.
The University of Minnesota holds a patent on a number of apple varieties.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like Honeycrisp, for example.
What?
Mm-hmm. Honeycrisp. That's the creme de la creme.
It is. Yes. Yes. Oh. And apples like cold winters. Another amazing apple that the University of Minnesota has developed are Zestar apples.
Oh, they are
not as widespread as Honeycrisp because, of course, it takes a long time for trees to grow.
Right.
You can't just like the factory can't just start churning them out. But you're going to see, I would imagine, Zestar become more popular as the trees begin to mature.
Yeah.
They're extremely crunchy. Extremely.
I love that. Yeah. I want a crunch.
Super crunchy apples. One of the challenges with Honeycrisp that the University of Minnesota found is that they licensed them too broadly, and the variety of apple really needs to be grown above a certain parallel in order to develop that crunch. And so southern grown Honeycrisps are just not as good as northern grown Honeycrisps.
Oh, that's fascinating. Now, would you put peanut butter on an apple?
Oh, I love peanut butter on an apple. I love on an apple.
Listen. Now, it's kind of embarrassing how many of my hot seat questions are food related.
Mine are too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen, if listeners of this podcast, you heard it here first, Zesto apples are coming to you.
Zestar apples
are coming.
Yes. And the university only licensed them to farmers who were above, growers who were above a certain parallel. So all of the Zestars that you will get coming down the road are going to be super crunchy.
Wow. Do you think Ohio's in that parallel?
It probably is. It's probably in the range of far north and up.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's this. This might be a hard one for you too, because you have a whole podcast about this. But what is one of your favorite pieces of trivia from U.S. history, or one of your favorite stories? And you can even tell us about your podcast too, if you want.
Oh my gosh. That is That is a really,
that's huge.
Like favorite stories from U.S. history. That's absurd. What an absurd question
that is. I'm asking you what your favorite Disney characters are.
Oh, that. Listen. Or maybe one of your obscure stories.
Who's your favorite side character? Is it the lizard in Tangled, Matt?
I do love him.
Yeah. I do love him.
His name's Pascal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it the Siamese cats in Lady and the Tramp?
Lady and the Tramp.
They got PC'd out.
Yeah, they kind of creeped me out a little bit.
They got PC'd. There's a disclaimer before that movie now if you watch it on Disney Plus.
Yeah. My husband, I'll tell you a quick Disney story. This is not answering your question.
This is so awesome. But I will always talk Disney with you.
My husband grew up going to Disneyland because they lived in Arizona, and it was like three hour drive. And his dad loved Disneyland. It was, you know, his dad was like a stereotypical Irish family, turn of the century immigrants growing up in the Bronx with like way too many children living in a one bedroom apartment. You know what I mean? Yeah, like very poor. And so when his dad grew up and had a, you know, a reasonably decent job, and they lived a few hours from Disneyland, it was the one thing that he loved more than anything else was taking his kids to Disneyland. And his wife, my husband's mother, had zero interest in going. Like, that was not her jam at all. So it was very much like, yeah, Mike took the kids to Disneyland. They'll be home at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because they would stay for that. The like electric light parade or whatever. Yeah. It's called Main Street Electrical Parade. So, you know, they still didn't have a ton of money. And they had very strict rules that they were never allowed to buy anything. You were not allowed to buy anything, not a soda, not a hot dog, not a toy, not a pair of mouse ears. The admission was all you were getting. That was it. You're going to drink water and you're eating the peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, my husband grew up with like very, very, very fond memories of going to Disneyland. So when we were first married, for our first anniversary, we went on a trip to Vancouver, and Vancouver had this massive record store that was like multiple stories. Of course, they sold CDs, but at the time, not records, but you know what I'm saying, a music store. And we spent several hours just walking around this giant like Virgin Records store. And I picked out a couple of CDs that were sort of more obscure, more difficult to get at my local mall. And after looking around for several hours, my husband Chris came up to the register. And this is one advantage. We're both very tall and we can always see each other across the store. We can always just like, I see you, like, you ready to go? You know, like
the nod
your head like this, yeah. Like, let's go. So he gets up to the register and the CD he has picked out. Okay. We have no children. We are just married. The CD he picked out was the Jungle Book soundtrack.
I would be friends with him.
I'm sure you would. I've looked at him and I'm like, the Jungle Book soundtrack? And he's like, yeah, it's so good. There's like so many famous jazz musicians that play on it. And it is true. It is a good soundtrack. It is. But I just was like, who are you? You are a barely married man who, you know, like you've been single all these years and you're not trying to be cool.
He doesn't have to be cool.
No.
Listen, I didn't flaunt Disney when I was trying to date. That didn't come till we had kids. And I'm like, Disney. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, so I want to be friends with him. Yeah. I think he was also subconsciously or maybe consciously tapping into something there with his childhood. Mm-hmm. Like,
He definitely was, because his dad loved the Jungle Book. So he absolutely has. It's total nostalgia for him.
Yeah.
Totally now, nostalgic.
Did your father-in-law continue to go to Disney on, like, when the kids got older?
They moved away from Arizona, so he stopped being able to go. But when we had our own kids, we would bring him to Disney World with us. And his wife, again, my mother-in-law, is like, you guys go and have fun.
Oh, that'd be me.
Yeah, have fun. Like, it sounds like a great time to me. I'm going to be home alone. I love it. You know, like, she's all about it. But he would come with us, and he had his little routines of things he liked to do. And my kids have great memories of Pop coming to Disney World.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
That like is all the feels for me.
Yeah.
All right. You didn't answer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My question.
Oh, my favorite historic. Okay. And, fun fact. Fun fact from history.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be your favorite one.
It doesn't. Just give us a great one.
Give us a great one.
Okay. We all know that Teddy Roosevelt had, a weirdly large number of animals at the White House. Teddy Roosevelt had like a literal zoo at the White House. Mm-hmm.
Really?
A one-legged rooster and a pig and a snake and lizards and large numbers of guinea pigs and dogs and cats and horses and cows. Like all of this living at the White House. All of it at the White House. And one day he got a gift from some other members of the Republican Party, and they gave him a bear, like an actual live bear. Yeah. First of all, imagine Joe Biden getting a bear as a gift. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
giving you this bear to keep at the White House. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's a lot of news about Joe Biden's two dogs, you know, like, ooh, his one dog is mean. He bites people. You know, his dog Commander has bitten the Secret Service. Like, oh, no, that's terrible. Donald Trump has no animals. The first president have no animals. Do you remember Sox, the Clintons' cat, Sox? You know, like presidential pets, like most presidents have had at least a pet.
Yeah.
But most people have not had like a snake that his children, he had, Teddy Roosevelt had many children living at the White House as well. And his daughter, his oldest daughter, who's like a complete rebel, her, would come sneak into his cabinet meetings with her snake.
And like, oh, bring I didn't know
the
that.
Snake into the, bring, her name's Alice, bring the snake into the, into these meetings. And he'd be like, please excuse my daughter because she is a little, unhinged. He even said things like, I can either run the country or I can control Alice. Those are the options. Like that's an actual quote. So this bear that he receives is named Jonathan Edwards. Okay. And Jonathan Edwards, if you are a theology nerd, was a very famous American
Puritan,
theologian.
Right?
Yes, a Puritan theologian. Yeah. And his favorite, you know, his most famous speech or his famous sermon is Sinners in the Hands of an Angry mm-hmm. God. And if you've, again, you're a former pastor, Matt, I'm sure you have studied the early American theological formation. And so Jonathan Edwards is this very famous theologian who greatly impacts some American ideas about religion, like predestination. Mm-hmm. He really impacts sort of the Wesleyan theological tradition in the United States. Jonathan Edwards was Aaron Burr's grandfather. And Jonathan Edwards was one of the founders of Princeton. And so Aaron Burr, of course, goes on to become the vice president of the United States and shoots Alexander Hamilton while he's vice president of the United States. Secondly, can we think about any vice president shooting somebody else, like shooting them dead while they were vice president and then like facing no repercussions?
Wild times.
Right? Like Kamala Harris just shoots somebody dead because somebody said something mean about her. That's literally what he shot Alexander Hamilton about. He said Hamilton said mean things. That's what the duel was about. Hamilton said mean things. He said, I don't trust him. Aaron Burr's a terrible man. He's a dangerous man. He was saying this like in a letter to somebody. Right. And that's what made Aaron Burr that mad, to shoot him down. Yeah. So all that to say, there's also another little piece to the story, which is that the teddy bear is, of course, actually named after Teddy Roosevelt. So it also had this like bear, fun fact where they're like, the teddy bear, we're going to give him this bear. We're going to name it something that only certain people will know what that means. And Teddy Roosevelt was like, thank you for this Puritan bear. I will now give it to a zoo.
So what was the message they were trying to send him?
Great question. The way you can interpret what Jonathan Edwards the bear means, it can go in a variety of different directions, right? Like either you are not puritanical enough, or you should remember what happens to sinners in the hands of an angry God, or it's just funny because Aaron Burr, he was a vice president, but it's so funny because Teddy Roosevelt had been the vice president. Right. Like Teddy Roosevelt was the vice president, and that's how he became president. Is the president, President McKinley was assassinated. So that's how Teddy Roosevelt gets to be the president. So who knows what they were trying to, what exactly they were trying to say.
That's
fascinating. But when you read about it, just what a different time. Like try to imagine any modern president. Imagine Barack Obama with a bear and a snake and a one-legged rooster. Do you know what I mean? It's absurd. It's absurd. Well,
I just learned just now that the teddy bear is named after Theodore Roosevelt. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The story associated with that is that Teddy Roosevelt was a huge hunter. Of course, he loved to hunt. And what after he stopped being president, the first thing he did was leave on a year-long hunting expedition in Africa and Asia. He spent a year shooting large animals, at large and small animals, and then sending back all of the specimens that he and his hunting party shot to what would become the Smithsonian.
Interesting.
The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History, and also the American Museum of Natural History in New York. They were the recipients of a lot of Teddy Roosevelt's specimens.
That's so cool.
So he went.
There's like a herd of elephants at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. That is it true that he shot those elephants?
I don't.
Or like that tribe of people that he took with him. Or
he did shoot elephants. I don't know if those specific elephants are still on display, but he did shoot elephants because there are pictures of him next to the elephants that he
unbelievable.
Posted. So he was hunting in Mississippi one day. As presidents do, hunt in Mississippi. And the hunting party had not had very good luck, and they instructed some of the other people who were part of the hunting party, like, you should go, like, make sure that there's something for Teddy to, you know, kill, because otherwise it's not going to be a good hunting trip. So some people catch a wild bear and tie it to a tree so that Teddy Roosevelt can shoot it. And he's like, what are you guys doing? I'm not shooting a bear that's tied up to a tree. That's not sporting. Like, he liked to shoot things for the sport of it. He's not eating these elephants. You know what I mean? So he refuses to shoot this bear. And this story begins to circulate of, like, Teddy spared the bear's life. Oh, and the toy company started manufacturing teddy bears because of how popular that story was.
Wow.
That is fascinating.
Okay, before we go, one last question. And this is like a salute to Walnut Creek Foods. If you're going to pick your favorite cheese, what's your favorite cheese? What variety?
Oh, it has to be like I don't know, maybe like a really sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
We have like a cheddar here we have cheese houses here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But one of the cheese houses makes it has like crystals in it.
Yeah, it's so sharp. It's kind of like got a salty.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, it's so good.
I love that. I love all kinds of cheese though. I like cheese in general.
Yeah, we're cheese people.
Same. Yeah. I love that you declare your love of snacks. I appreciate that and respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, along with all the other things you do.
Yeah.
But also the snacks.
Cheese just makes most things more delicious.
It's
so true.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you so much for this fun little bonus episode and just for spending time with us.
Yeah.
It's been so fun.
It's my
so
pleasure.
Fun.
So
thanks for listening to my history stories.
I love them. I love them so much. I feel like if you were my history teacher, I would have a different love and appreciation.
Oh,
I would.
Yeah. Tell us the title of your podcast before we go.
It's called Here's Where It Gets Interesting.
Yeah, so good. Well, whether extraordinary
or extraordinary,
we hope that you see that these are good days.